WTH.org. Thanks for linking to us, guys, and they're doing all sorts of things. But more importantly, I'm looking straight into the eyes of Gabriella, who is here. And Gabriella goes to McKee Elementary. She is 8 years of age. How are you, Gabriella? Good morning. Can you say hello? I want to be sure that I can hear you, and I should be able to if you come just a little bit closer to the microphone. And let me make sure. So can you tell me how old you are?
Eight.
And we're going to check your mic because this happens with these remote broadcasts, even though everything, oh, I see what we've done here. Let's try that one. Oh, now you're going to be nice and loud. How old are you again?
Eight.
And it's very nice to meet you. And where do you go to school?
McKee Elementary.
I just wanted to be sure that we could hear you. And it's a little chilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you cold?
Yeah.
It is a little chilly, but I know you wanted to be outside today, which is so nice. Before I forget, would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in this morning that you would like to say hello to?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay,
just
Grandma and Papa and Fair and Remy and Aunt Carol and Leslie.
Very good. Well, it's very, very, very nice to meet you. Now, what did you bring that you wrote that you're going to share with us today?
Three books.
And these are books that you made all by yourself, and how appropriate for our mini maker fair. When did you make your first book? How long ago did you do it?
Last year.
Well, these are very pretty. Now, one is black, and one is bound in yellow, and one in white. Which one would you like to read first?
This.
Okay. And I see that one. What is it called? Here, I can hold the other two for you. And that way you won't have to worry about anything. And you brought a little bookcase that you brought, too, that keeps all of your volumes. What is this one called?
Allie B is a cupcake.
Okay, whenever you're ready, it's so nice to have Gabriella here, and she's going to read. Gabriella Salvucci is her full name.
Chapter 1, this morning. Today is our Halloween party at school, but I still don't have my costume. I have been thinking about it for a month. I walked into the kitchen where my mom was, and I said, "Mom, Mom, Mom, I need a costume." I am 7 years old. I'm turning 8 in 3 weeks. I was going to be a ghost, but there was no ghost costumes. But I still want to be a ghost. And guess what my mom said? I will get candy and a cool Halloween bracelet too. And lots of sweets. I love sweets very much. Chapter 2, Feeling Scary. My mom called me to the door and she said that we were going to go to the costume store and I will try on costumes. When we got there, I tried on a vampire costume. I said, "Boo, boo, boo," to my mom. "Am I scary, Mom?" "Yes, yes, you are." I am scared as Mom started to giggle. I started to giggle too. I think I was scary a teensy bit. After that, I tried on a fairy costume. Then I asked my mom if I was cute. Yeah, she said, "Yes, you are cute," said Mom. Chapter 3, Sorta Dizzy. After that, my mom picked me up and spun me all around that place. We got dizzy. I got so dizzy my head almost fell off. I yelled, "Stop, stop, stop, stop." I got very angry. Then it was time to go. I didn't get a costume today. I didn't talk the whole way home. I was still angry and mad. I still didn't get a costume. And today is Monday. I want to play in my costume with my friends, but I still don't have one. Chapter 4 at the dollar store. My mom had to pick up some cupcake mix. Then I saw a cupcake costume. Mom, look, I know what I can be. A cupcake. I'll be a cupcake. Go and try it on. Okay. I smiled the whole way home. I was so happy. I am the best looker ever. I find really cool stuff because I'm the best looker ever. I won looking for the ball contest 12 times. Chapter 5, playing. When we got home, it was lunchtime. I was going to play while Mom made lunch. I got my rabbit. His name is Kip. I love Kip. He squeaks at me. Then I ate lunch. It was good. Then I played in my costume. I pretended to go in the oven. I love that thing. Cupcakes, cupcakes. I love cupcakes. Chapter 6, Making Cupcakes. My mom got cupcake mix for the party. Mom put the mix in a bowl. I put the last of the mix in. Then I stirred it up. I like this, Mom. Then I got my costume on, and we got in the car. We were going to school. When I got there, I put the cupcakes down. We had a great day on Halloween. The end.
That was absolutely beautifully done. You're not only a good writer, but you're a very good reader. It takes a lot of patience to be able to read something like that. You did a good job. What got you interested in writing?
One time when I was sick and I couldn't go to school, I just wanted to write a book.
And was it hard to get started?
Yeah, sort of.
What did you do?
I just thought and...
Well, that's good. And then you must have liked it so much that you wanted to write some more. I liked that story a lot, especially with Halloween coming. How many books have you written so far?
3.
And I would love to hear another story. Would you like to share another one?
Yeah.
While you're getting ready, I know your birthday is coming up this week. What day is it?
I think this Tuesday.
What's the day of your birthday?
It's the 25th.
The 25th, so it's 23. It is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You're the same day as my brother, the same birthday. What year were you born in?
2005.
So you're going to be 7? 8.
Eight.
Yeah. So you were born in 2004, your parents were saying. See, you're using the writing side of your mind right now, not the math side. You have both, and I'll bet. What do you like to do when you're not writing? Do you have other hobbies, or do you like to play sports at all?
Yeah, I play softball.
Cool. Do you like to hit or field? Which do you enjoy more?
I don't know. Both.
You like them both? Mm-hmm. Well, what's your next story?
Allie B is a big sister.
Now, do you have a big sister?
Yes.
Her name isn't Allie B, is it?
No.
Well, once again, it's our pleasure to have Gabriella Savucci reading one of her original stories.
Chapter 1, Baby. One day, my mom and dad sat at the table. They said they had exciting news. My mom said that we were going to have a baby. I called, when? Soon, said mom and dad. I will be a big sister. I said, yay. I love babies. I want to be a babysitter. I went to the baby's room. The next day, I was going to help my mom and dad. First, my dad said that I was going to go to Grandpa's house. The next day, I came home. Chapter 2, My New Brother. I came home, and when I got home, I got scared 'cause I didn't see Mom or Dad. They were in the new baby's room, but when I got there, my mom was holding a little baby. I looked at it. I said, "What's its name?" His name's Maz. Maz? Why not Kipe or Knight or Fun? Because we like Maz best. But I don't like that. I like Knight and Mike. Yeah. Instead of Maz, his name will be Mike. Yeah. Yay. Chapter 3, Crying. My new baby brother never stops crying. I've heard too much crying. I have a headache. A headache is a big word for pain, I think. I ran outside. I started to cry. Stop crying, I yelled to Mike. Then I didn't hear anything. I just remembered that today is his first day of daycare. Chapter 4, in the car. I had to go to daycare with my little brother because my mom had to go to work. I buckled my little brother in his seat. I buckled me in too. Then Mom started to drive. When I got there, I saw my friend, my best friend, Katie. We saw a big play oven. I sat in and Katie closed it. I saw the daycare teacher. She said that I had to go in a timeout for 5 minutes. I got scared, so I sat down in a chair. After that 5 minutes, I played again. Chapter 5, At Home. I got in the car. I love daycare. I started to cry. I don't want to leave. You are going to go next week too, said Mom. I said, yay. I can't wait. Then we got in the car. Guess what? When I got home, I looked in my closet and I saw my old cupcake costume. I said, cupcakes. Chapter 6, At School. The next day, I was going to wear my pink and black dress, except I dropped toothpaste on it, so now I'm dressing myself. It is my mom's dress. I did my hair. I put a bow in my hair. My mom said that I had to change, so I did. I am wearing a big hat and a dress. I got to school. I did my work. I learned what 5 plus 100 equals. It equals 105. I also learned that I was born in March and on the 31st. My birthday is in my dad's birthday year. Chapter 7, Playing. I play every day at school. I play with my toy pig. It's pink. It was blue, but I colored it pink because I like pink. Hi, I am Mr. Pig. I am pink. I like Allie B very much. I like Mike too. I said, I love pigs much more than Mike because Mike doesn't know what they are, but I bet he still likes them. I went to the teacher's desk. I would like to know when is lunch. It is 1 o'clock. Okay, that is in 5 minutes. Everybody, please line up. I lined up first. When we got to lunch, I had a hot dog with a fruit cupcake. I ate the cupcake first, then the hot dog. I got a big cut, so I went to the nurse. I love going to the nurse. The nurse said I had to go home because I had a bump on the paper cut. I am going home. Yay. I jumped. I'll call your mom. She dialed my number. It's 555-728-111. After a few minutes, I saw my mom smiling at me. I smiled back. Chapter 8 TV. I got home and I sat down. I turned the TV on. I saw my favorite show. It's Katie Cat, the cat who can talk. I love that show. I ran to the new baby's room. My mom finished it. I wanted to see it. It had a crib and car wallpaper and tons of toys. And there was the little baby. I picked Mike up. I showed my mom. Put him down! No! Mike started to cry. I gave Mike to my mom. I ran to my room and sat on my bed. Chapter 9, Bedtime. I got my PJs on. I ran to my bedroom. I started to read my favorite book. It is Me on the Map. I am on chapter 9. It's called Bedtime. Hey, that's the name of this chapter. Funny, funny, funny. The next day was Sunday. No school today. I played dress up. I played in a pink spark dress and high heels. I like pink very much. I look cute, I think. Chapter 10, Outside with my brother. I have a play set outside. I asked my mom if me and my brother could go outside with me. Mom said yes, so I took him out. I ran to the slide. I slid down 3 times. I picked Mike up and brought him to the slide. I slid him down and I ran to the bottom of the slide. He fell in the mud. He started to cry. I looked at his knees. There were 2 cuts on each one. I brought my brother to my mom. She gave him 2 band-aids on each leg. I want one too, so mom gave me one. Chapter 11, Eating Lunch. Mike ate baby food, the carrot kind. I ate a hamburger with cheese and lettuce too. And I had fruit. I ate it all. Mike ate his food too. When I was done, I made cupcakes with my mom. We made 1 dozen. I ate 4. My brother ate 0. My mom ate 1. I was tired, so I took a nap. Chapter 12, Monday. I was going to play with my best friend on Monday, but she got sick, so now I'm going to daycare. So first my mom said to change, so I am going to wear my sundress and sun shoes. When I got to daycare, I was so excited to see my best friend Macy. I ran over to her and gave her a big hug. We played dolls because there were 2 dollhouses. Then I drew a son and a girl. It is me. Macy drew Katie, my other friend. I was happy. When I was done, I made 2 more. I gave 1 to Katie and I gave another to Macy. Chapter 13, My Friend Ella. When I got home, I called my friend Ella. Her number is 111-55333. Ella didn't answer the phone, so I kept on calling. I left 100 messages. It is 9 o'clock when I was done. It took me 2 hours. I went to bed. Chapter 14, New Friend. My brother has a new friend. His name is Nick. He just moved in. He's coming over today. Just then I heard a knock on. It was Nick. I ran to the door. His mom came inside. I said, "Hi, Nick," but Nick didn't say anything. I ran to Mike and picked him up and ran to Nick. I said, "You may play. You may play." They started to play with their cars. Chapter 15, The Best Day Ever. I had a great day today with my new brother. The end.
What a great story. How did you create the character of Allie B?
I don't know. I was just thinking one day.
It's a great character, and you're also a really, really good reader. Sometimes people that are good writers don't read their stories as well, and they have other people read them, and sometimes people can read really well, but they aren't as good as creating things. You can do both. You're very talented, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you're older?
No.
What you might like to do when you grow up?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
You could write stories, too, about animals, maybe. Gabriella, you're terrific. Now, we have another guest coming on, and it's kind of cold, so I hate to have you keep reading stories. Your stories are great. Would you like to read another story in a few minutes after our next guest? So you can warm up a little bit?
Yes.
Why don't you, so stay close, okay?
Okay.
But I think we have another guest coming in just a second. Okay. You really did a good job. That's Gabriella as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. Actually, we're outside at Buell Community Park at Allegheny Square. There's a 30% chance of rain today.
That's right.
It's actually SLB degrees here in historic Allegheny Square. Gabriella is back. Gabriella is back. Gabriella is back. Gabriella is back, about to turn 8 in 2 days. And do you have another Allie B story to share?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Allie B and the Monster Under Her Bed.
Okay, whenever you're ready. This is an Allie B story from Gabriella Salvucci.
Chapter 1, Bus. There is a monster under my bed. Last night I saw it. I got on the bus for school. I sat next to Ella. I saw it last night. You did? But how? I saw one of the hands on my bed. It was brown. It could be a cat. It was not. It is not a cat. Chapter 2, School. When we got to school, the teacher was on the phone. She said, "Bye, Miss Beebe. That's my mom, and my last name is Beebe." I ran to the phone. "Mom, Mom, I am picking you up now. Bye," the teacher said to pack up. I got my stuff. I have a bag. It is old. My mom is picking me up to get my new backpack. When I got to the car, we went to the shop. I got a pink shiny backpack. When I got home, it was 7. I got into bed. I started to wiggle. I was scared. Chapter 3, Monster. I saw two hands. I tiptoed. I said, "Hi, Monster." He said, "Hi, Allie B. I am a nice monster." I looked at it. It looked at me. The next day, I woke up. I called, "Ella, Ella, Ella, Ella." I saw it. It said, "Hi, Allie B. I am a nice monster." You did? I told my mom, Allie, it is just a dream. A dream? A dream. No, it is not a dream. My mom covered her ears. "Stop, stop," she yelled. "Get ready for school. I am going to wear my pink dress and my hat. When I got to school, I said I saw a monster. It is nice," the teacher said. "It is a dream." "A dream? A dream? It is not a dream," she said, "to go to the principal." The principal said no more shouting. After school, I was getting my hair cut with the monster. When I got to the hair cutter, the monster started to cut my hair. "I want it cut monster style." So he cut in monster style. "Cool," I said. Then I went to bed, but I slept under my bed because I want to sleep with the monster. I woke up the next morning. I am afraid not of monsters. I like monsters. They are cool. Boo! Ah! Okay, maybe I don't like ah! Can I skip to the end? Ah! A slug. Why a slug? I am a monster slug. Ah! The next morning, I woke up. My little brother was crying. I ran to my mom. No slug, no ghost, no monster cutting my hair. Mom looked at me. "What did you say?" "I had a bad dream." "Oh, what was it about?" "It's too hard to explain." The end.
That was really great. You're a good writer. And, you know, because it's radio, people may not know that you were reading out of a book you made. It's got, let me see it again, it's got a black cover. And it looks like, did you use chalk or a crayon?
Crayon.
That's very nice. With red, you picked great colors. And then you've got lots of pages inside of there. And you've got a couple fans, too. What's your name?
Lawrence.
How old are you?
5.
Did you say Lawrence? That's my name, too.
Okay, and his name's Liam.
What's his name?
Liam Weld, and he's 5 and a half.
And are you guys friends?
Yes.
What do you guys like to do together, Liam?
I like to do karate.
And I like to do karate, but we're in different class. But they move our belts apart.
Do you like stories like the one Gabriella just read?
Yes.
Stories are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really fun. Every night, my mom reads me a bedtime story.
Do you have a favorite?
I love you.
I love you too. Do you have a favorite story? Oh, that is it, huh? It's called I Love You. What's your favorite?
My favorite is, Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Very good. So, who can count to three? Can you count to three with me? When I count to three, then you count to three. Ready? One, two, three. Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Here is Joe Crookston at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Squirrel Hillbillies are coming up in just a moment.